Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Amber and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Amber, how do we play? Is this anything?
I am going to run some stories by you. You will be the one that breaks down all of the information and gives us the verdict. Is the story anything or not?
All right.
There's a man in Texas that's decided he wants to run for public office.
Okay.
He's also legally changed his name to literally anybody else.
What?
That's his name. Literally anybody else. Here he is explaining why he's decided to make the change and run for office.
Literally anybody else? Yeah. That's my name. My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
Mm. Maybe I see your point there, but really, dude, get a life. Can you legally change your name to literally anybody else? Is that the way it works? Like, you just go in and fill out a form? I would assume there would be certain qualifications, like, you know, when you get a personalized license plate. But this is a guy that Jesse Waters should have interviewed for his book.
Right.
This is the kind of guy that Jesse Waters should have interviewed.
And what are the chances that this guy is going to change his name back legally in the near future? Just clearly did it for some sort of political and attention gain, right?
Yeah. Well, his point is he didn't like Trump. He didn't like Biden. Biden should change his name to literally anybody else because he literally wants anybody else on that ticket besides Donald Trump, right? Actually, he wants Biden only wants his one name on the ticket. That's Joe Biden.
Right.
He's not given RFK Jr. Secret Service protection, right?
And if anybody should get it, it should be a Kennedy.
No kidding. I mean, several members of his family, this old man got assassinated. They're trying to keep Trump off the ballot in certain states. So, yeah, it's obvious that this guy has a mental problem. Biden would probably lose to this guy, actually. If you want my honest opinion, if it was literally anybody else v. Biden, Biden would lose.
Now, we can sit here and make fun of this guy, but you should take him somewhat seriously because if you remember, I think it was back in 2016, there was a candidate in North Carolina that went by the name of D's Nuts that was polling well.
You know, in every election, there are always a few candidates people have never heard of. Typically, they don't really gain any ground. They just eventually fade away. This time, though, presidential candidate, and I mean, I'm not making this part up. This guy, this candidate, this name, D's Nuts, is polling among the other major contenders.
First name is D's, last name, Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
A candidate registered as an independent has the legal name of D's Nuts.
No.
Almost 1 in 10 voters in North Carolina say they prefer D's Nuts.
D's Nuts, and a recent poll in North Carolina actually had him polling at about 9%.
You are kidding me.
Wow,
this
9%.
Actually looks like a D's Nuts third party. Might be able to swing the election a little bit.
D's Nuts was beating Jeb Bush in 2016.
Low energy Jeb getting beat by D's Nuts.
Is this anything? Some movie and fashion history for you, Nige.
Okay.
The son of the co-founder of the Vans sneakers, the brand Vans.
Yeah.
Steve Van Doren recently told the story of how their brand's success is all because of Sean Penn.
Yeah.
As Jeff Spicoli wearing their checkerboard sneakers in Fast Times in Ridgemont High in 1982.
we did make Checkerboard and then put it into the stores. The first one was black and white check. Then Sean Penn goes in, Santa Monica store. I just thought Betty Mitchell, who was our PR person, brought shoes to the studios, Universal. No, she told me exactly what happened. So Sean went in, bought it. He was at the scene, he had the shoes on. So Universal calls up Vans and says, hey, our star here has a pair of these check shoes. Can we get some more? So Betty drove up with two dozen shoes.
That's product placement working very well for that movie. You're a Fast Times at Ridgemont High guy, right?
I love that movie. I love Spicoli.
Where does that rank in the 70s, 80s movie, sex comedies,
I think for a lot of people, it's up there. It's not in my top three,
okay,
but it's close. Like, to me, there's not enough Jeff Spicoli in the movie. When he walks into the class and he's got a bagel stuck in his britches. There's no birthday party for me in here. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, he mentioned, okay, so that clip was from a documentary called Dogtown and the Z-Boys. I've seen previews for it. It looks awesome. It's about skateboarding.
My youngest son skateboards, and he loves these Van shoes.
Okay, so, well, you should have him watch this. Sean Penn narrated this documentary. So the guy that we just heard from, Steve Van Doren, happened to be in a restaurant with Sean Penn about a year ago when he was eating. This was in Hawaii. And how do you thank a guy for turning your entire company into a multi-zillion-dollar business?
I said, I got to go say hi. So I go inside and I said, hey, Mr. Penn, I'm Steve Van Doren, France. Hey, how you doing? This is my daughter. His daughter looked like she was in her early 20s. And okay. I says to the daughter, I says, now, your father's my hero because he narrated Dogtown and Z-Boys, but really because he was Spicoli. But you made my life so much better for worldwide just with our brand. So I thanked him and stuff and left him alone.
Cool. Wow.
Go outside. Maybe an hour later, we were leaving. I didn't want to go back inside. So I gave him my credit card. I want to pay for their dinner. So I'm way over here. He comes across the restaurant, comes out. Steve, you didn't have to. I said, I wanted to. Thank you so much. You just wanted to buy your dinner.
Wow.
Stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
I don't like Sean Penn's politics, but I've heard him on a few podcasts. He's got some interesting thoughts.
Right.
He's a pensive dude.
Like, I wish Sean Penn just would have responded to the Vans guy by going, all right, Hamilton. Like, he realizes his meal's been paid for. He just walks over. All right, Hamilton. Awesome. That would have been amazing. Is this anything?
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld is reportedly a billionaire.
Oh, wow.
According to an estimate of his net worth, he's made $465 million in syndication deals alone, wow, and another $94 million from his streaming deal with Netflix. Here's a quick scene when his TV parents were concerned about his finances on Seinfeld.
Yes.
How would you feel if we sold the Cadillac?
What? The Cadillac I bought for you?
It's too much car, Jerry.
We already sold it.
We want you to have the money.
I don't need the money.
What are you talking about? You had a check bounce at the bodega.
Oh, is that what this is all about? I bounced a check and you sold a Cadillac?
Well, also, Jerry, we read an article in the Sun Sentinel. It says that stand-up comedy is not what it used to be, what with Def Jam and all.
Bodega or Bogota, as Dr. Jill Biden says.
Bogota.
Right? Bogota. Yeah, that's up to Jerry Seinfeld, billionaire. Sure. I mean, he's been, maybe Donald Trump can, borrow $500,000 from him or something like that.
Doesn't need that much anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's only 175.
Just 175 mil.
Seinfeld, for me, it doesn't get any better. Number one sitcom for me of all time. I've been watching the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is his co-creator Larry David show on Max.
Right.
Is so good this season. It's so inappropriate.
Is this the last season of
it? I think so. I think it's going to be the last season. But the only benefit, the only time I like being sick, like when I get real sick and I have to lay in bed, I can't get out of bed, it just turn it on Netflix and just episodes of Seinfeld in the background. Over
they
and
hold
over
up?
And over. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, and some of the stuff you couldn't get away with today. We could get way into the weeds of that. That's a different conversation. But some of those episodes would be cancelable today, if you get what I'm saying.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.